Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, it's J. Stu, and once again, we are at the fantastic, mighty Sketchbook Comics with our good friend Jeff.
How's it going?
Good, how are you, man?
I'm good.
A few topics this week to get to. First of all, they cast the new Fantastic Four movie a couple days ago.
Yeah, I saw that. I heard two of them were confirmed, the other two were in the works. I think Sue and Johnny were confirmed, and the other two were in the works.
Yeah, it looks like a younger version, I guess.
Yeah, I've also heard that they're going after like the ultimate Fantastic Four kind of mentality, which I guess is fine, but I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know who any of them were. So.
No, I had to look them up. The one kid was Billy Elliot in a dance movie from the early 2000s.
Nice. All right. He's obviously grown up a bit.
Yeah, well, I guess if he's going to play Ben Grimm.
I hope he's grown up a lot then.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I didn't know who any of them were. I thought it was interesting that, like, I don't have an issue with them going with a black actor for...
No, it's different.
For Johnny. It threw a curve at me that Sue was white. I'm like, all right, maybe they're not going with the brother and sister thing or...
Adopted.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, definitely. Now, do you think they should attempt another Galactus movie after that last one? They haven't said who the villain is.
I don't think I would. I think I'd...
They can't do a big, giant purple guy standing in the sky.
As much as I'd like to see that, no, I don't think you can pull that off. I don't know what I'd want them to do. I mean, they did Doctor Doom poorly in the first one.
Yeah.
And I love Doctor Doom.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not a huge Fantastic Four fan. No. Never have been.
I mean, neither, really.
I don't know that they have any other villains that are worth doing.
No, you're not going to see a Mole Man.
Yeah, I don't see them doing Mole Man. I don't see them doing, you know, the Puppet Master.
Oh, geez,
you know.
Yeah.
So I think you kind of...
Submariner, maybe?
Yeah, I guess you could go Submariner, but he's probably still at Marvel Studios.
Probably.
So I would expect we'll probably see Doom again. Yeah. Maybe.
Hopefully done right
this time. Alien Invasion. You know, maybe use the Skrulls or something. I don't know.
Well, we'll have to see. Speaking of Fantastic Four, I'm going to ask you something I've always wondered about. Mr. Fantastic. How did he get that name just from being able to stretch?
I have no idea. I've read the first issue, and I think he said something like, man, that's fantastic, or, you know, we have these fantastic powers, and he evolved from that. It's one of the worst names Stan Lee ever came up with.
Everybody else's names fit their powers. And,
yeah.
Ah, well.
Yeah, it's terrible.
He's trying to be funny, I guess. Now, have you heard anything about the Gotham TV show they're trying to make?
I saw something about them casting Jada Pinkett Smith as like the big crime boss, which I thought was kind of cool. There was somebody else that they cast recently that I was cool with.
Logue is playing Harvey Bullock, which I thought was pretty awesome.
Yes, that I thought was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they also announced that they cast the Penguin. And a few, and Alfred and a couple of others. But Donald Logue was, I thought that was a fantastic Bullock choice.
That's the selling point for me watching this show.
Yeah, right now it's the selling point for me. Yeah.
I guess it's Bruce Wayne when he's a kid still. And...
Yeah, it sounds like it's the Batman version of Smallville.
Yeah, oh, geez, okay.
Which I'm kind of hoping they've learned some things from that and move in a different direction. But
yeah.
I was very much on board when it was supposed to be, like when the rumor was it was young Jim Gordon and it was about the police force. And Bruce wasn't in it. And putting Bruce in it kind of, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I mean, it could be cool. It could be them showing a corrupt Gotham City.
Yeah, they could. Let's face it. I love Arrow.
Oh, for sure.
I think Arrow is great. And I had hesitations about that. So.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Arrow's my favorite show now, too. So
yeah, it's definitely up there. Although I haven't watched any of season two yet.
Oh.
I can't
crack
and
stuff.
I got to wait until like at least half the season is out. And then I debate it. And more often than not, I just wait and get it on DVD and watch the whole season.
That's good. Good binge watching, I guess.
It's like S.H.I.E.L.D. I've never seen an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I'm so far behind on that now. I'm going to have to binge watch. So.
Yeah.
Cool. And were you ever a big fan of the show Heroes? Or?
I really liked it season one. Really liked it season one. Season two, I think, was the season that was kind of... I think it was crippled by the writer's strike.
Yes, definitely.
And it got really weak. And I don't think I ever really got back into it at that point.
Okay, because they announced yesterday there's a Heroes miniseries coming out in 2015.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Heroes Reborn, much like the Marvel title.
Nice.
But it's going to be 13 episodes. The creator's coming back, and that's all they said about it.
Maybe we'll get Rob Liefeld to draw some of it. Instead of Tim Sale doing the art, they can get Rob Liefeld. There's their Heroes Reborn tie-in.
Oh, let's stop right there then.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
All right, the thing that made Kath and I geek out the most this week, have you had a chance to see the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
I did.
What do you think?
I may have made a mistake in not watching it right away because I let people hype it up for me. I wasn't that impressed.
Really?
Yeah, I really found that the guy playing Star-Lord, and maybe it's just that I literally, here at the store, I watched like all five seasons of Parks and Recreation that are on Netflix.
Right.
And it really seems like he's playing the exact same character.
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Parks and Recreation, except he's in space. So, yeah, I don't know. It didn't blow me away like it seemed to blow everybody else away. Didn't help that Rocket Raccoon doesn't really say anything. The Rocket Raccoon scenes, I think, look absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see that because I read the original Rocket Raccoon limited series as it came out in the 80s.
I remember that one, yeah.
And, you know, drawn by Mike Mignola before he could say no to something like a raccoon in space. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it for that and Groot. There's some cool stuff about that team that I like, but the trailer didn't do a ton for me.
Okay.
You know, the whole, who calls him Star-Lord? Well, mostly himself. It was funny, but I'm like, maybe there was too much humor in it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, definitely.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
All right, well, let's get into comics then.
Absolutely.
What have you been reading lately that's blown your mind?
Last night, one of the things I read issues 1 and 2 of Disney Kingdom's Seekers of the Weird.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Joel was saying the same thing, actually.
And it's got a write-up in the back where they talk about where the premise came from. I figured it was just something new Disney was trying to launch, but apparently this is something old that's been in their warehouse, back of their minds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the whole concept of the Museum of the Weird, which is in the book, was created by one of the original Imagineers when he was creating items for the Haunted Mansion attraction.
Oh, really?
And I guess Disney said, this is so good, we need to do an attraction just for this stuff. And that was apparently the Museum of the Weird. And unfortunately, Disney died, and it never ended up happening. And they've cracked it out for this book. And it's a lot of fun. It's a really neat book.
Cool. I just caught up on the first two issues of Harley Quinn.
That's a great book.
Yeah, weird but really funny.
Yeah, very weird, funny, quirky. I am not a Harley Quinn fan. never really have been, but that book is really fun. They've done something with her that really fits that character. You know, the whole, she inherits a building in Coney Island with all the weirdos in it. And,
yeah.
It's a fun book. It's a lot of fun. I just read issue 3 a couple of nights ago, and that's a Valentine's Day issue that ties right in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really like that book. I think the art on it is fantastic. Everything about it has been fun.
So K-Stu should get cracking and read that one.
She absolutely should. And Aquaman.
Yeah, I caught up on the last two issues of Daredevil as well. Have you caught those at all?
I haven't been reading Daredevil at all. I like the character sometimes.
Yeah.
He's one of those characters that once in a while I'm like super into him, and then it dies off, and I don't read anything with him. And then another time he'll catch my interest, and I'm super into him. And
yeah, I haven't liked it for a while either, and the last two issues were kind of all right, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Another one that I really liked was Superman Wonder Woman.
Yes, yes.
I think that book may have the best characterization of Wonder Woman going right now.
Yeah.
Maybe ever. And her own book right now is fantastic. But Charles Soule, the way he writes her, just phenomenal.
Yeah, it's great.
The last issue when Superman is fighting Zod and Feyora and Wonder Woman shows up, I'm like, this is fantastic. Yeah, now I see why everybody is in love with Wonder Woman, because now I'm in love with Wonder Woman.
That's a great series, actually.
Yeah.
So the big question on everyone's minds, what's coming out this week and what can you recommend or what are you looking forward to?
Big stuff coming out this week. Origin 2 number 3 comes out this week. the last issue of Cataclysm for the Ultimate Universe comes out this week. Fantastic Four number one comes out. I'm a little torn on this one. Like I said a few minutes ago, I'm not a big Fantastic Four guy, but James Robinson is writing this book.
Huge fan of that guy.
And I love James Robinson, so I'll absolutely try it. I'm not sure putting them in red costumes is really enough of it.
Have you tried Invaders difference. Yet by James Robinson?
I've read the first one, and I enjoyed it. I haven't read the second one yet.
Yeah, okay, me neither.
Serenity number two comes out this week, and I really like the first one. It picks up within a year of the movie.
Okay.
And, yeah, moves forward in some ways that I was not expecting, and it's very cool. The first issue shows that, you know, the Alliance is really trying to spin the I won't say what, because if by chance there's one person who hasn't seen Serenity listening, then go watch it, and I'll spoil it for you later. But, yeah, it shows the fallout of that and how the Alliance is kind of spinning that, and it was cool. It was very cool.
Cool. I think there's a Lois Lane one-shot as well.
That might come out this week, too. I didn't see it on my list, but I could have just missed it when I was going through because it was just a bunch of text. So.
Cool. And I'll bring this up because as we walked in the store today, you were hyped up about it, the new Power Girl trade.
Oh, yeah. Power Girl trade is fantastic. It's the series that ended because the New 52 launched. It wasn't because it was canceled for any reason. The New 52 launched. Yeah, they did it in... They did one giant one that covers the 3 or 4 issue series in Justice League Classified that Geoff Johns did, then the first 12 issues of her series by Palmiotti and...
Amanda Connor? Was that it?
She draws it. I'm trying to think of who his co-writer is. It's slipping my mind at the moment. But and then there's a second trade that covers the last 6 issues that I think Judd Winnick wrote.
Yeah. That was a great
series.
Which
are still fantastic.
Great series.
Yeah, really good. Something else comes out next week. Oh, the trade paperback for Superior Foes of Spider-Man.
Okay.
Which is getting huge critical acclaim.
I've heard that, yeah.
It's a really fun book. Bunch of B and C level villains, and it is a ton of fun.
Okay.
It doesn't get the recognition it really deserves.
I read the first issue. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, it just keeps getting better.
Okay.
They're not really friends, but they think they are and claim they are. And yeah.
I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, once again, man, thanks a lot. And definitely, if you haven't come into Sketchbook Comics, there's something wrong with you.
Yes,
come check
is.
It out. It's a great store. And, we thank you again, my friend. We'll talk
Anytime.
To you again real soon.
Anytime.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.